Boker Tov, everyone. We're up to Siman Reish Samach Aleph. Reish Samach Siv Beis. The top of page 63 over here. And we're finishing up our first Siman over here. Siman Reish Samach. Says the Mechaber over here, and it is a Mishnah that we say every Friday night in B'mem Alikin. Okay, second paragraph was the Shabbos B'mem Alikin. That's where this halacha comes from. The Gemara also discusses at length over there in B'mem Alikin. It says over there that a husband every Erev Shabbos has to warn his family to do certain things, okay, in order that they don't forget to do before Shabbos. And therefore it says over here, Kishiyah Samach Lechashech, before it gets to be nightfall on Erev Shabbos, Yishol La'anshei Beisav. He should ask his family very carefully. This is what the Gemara says. The first two things mentioned in the Mishnah are a question. And over here, the Mechaber adds in a third thing. B'lashon Rak. He should ask his family B'lashon Rak in a soft lashon. Isartem, Iraptem, Hafrashtem Chala. Did you take Trumas and Maestros? Did you do Erev Chatzeros? And did you do Hafrashas Chala on the Chala that was baked on Erev Shabbos? The Yomerlem, and he should tell them, not ask them, but tell them he leaked us in there. Okay, this is also Zudam Bilashon Rako. It's just the word, the time to light candles. Umimakum she'ein ma'aser, though the Ramah says over here, in a place where people do not ma'aser, ein sarach lomar misart, there's no reason that you don't have to say a din, you have to say these words. If it's not shayach, you would not have to say it. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down over here. Mishnah Berurah brings down also over here in Sivkot and Yevaz and Yegimel. Other things also that generally we do, that's the reason why we're not knowing. Sivkot and Yevaz, Yeratim, Makomo, Shein, Derech, Lanich, Eru, V'chatzeros, Kima, Ari, Be'er, Pesach, Le'er, Pesach. The rabbi takes the backs of matzahs without getting into it and makes our Eru, V'chatzeros, the Eru for the whole city. Okay, once a year. Okay, you don't have to say this every year, Shabbos in your own house. Okay, there's no reason to do it. Go ahead and do it. Okay, and therefore, Moreno Rabbeinu Levitz also told me, if your wife is makbid to light candles, she doesn't have to have a reminder, she knows to light candles, you don't have to tell her light candles, okay, she knows to light candles, okay, she's usually more makbid than the husband to remember, and therefore, if you see it's getting to be it's after candlelight, she normally lights exactly at candlelighting, and 5 minutes past, 7 minutes past, alright, getting closer and closer, so then in a soft voice, you can remind her, don't forget to light the Shabbos candles. But the point over here, this Gemara fleshes out, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud. This Lashon Raka is a very important principle in general. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud, Lashon Raka, Ki Heichad L'Kadlam Minei. That we think that screaming is the way that people will accept things for us. No. It's supposed to be said, B'Lashon Raka, Uli Olam. And always, Al Yatil Adam Eima Yisera B'Toch Beisam. A person should not put too much fear in his house. A husband who yells and screams too much on his wife or on his children, it's not a good thing. Should be tochayira, because then they're just afraid of the husband, afraid of the father. And what's going to happen? Hey, mechallin Shabbos, because their fear, they're going to come to mechallel Shabbos. The Gemara goes on is because they're out of fear. Let's say they forgot to light the candle. The wife forgot to light the candles. She's afraid the husband's going to come home and see the candle not light. So what's she going to do? She's going to light the candles after this man of Knesset Shabbos already because out of fear. Okay, so if you put too much fear, you think it's a good thing, it's a very bad thing. Number one, is most times not going to be. It's not the way to get listened to. Lashon Raka is okay. And number two is that you could chas v'shalom lead to chil shavas and other dvar masurim because the wife is so scared of her husband. Fine, that is the siman reisach. Moving on to siman reisach aleph zman hadlokas neris mishavas. So a little bit of introduction to understand over here. And that is, we'll get into this more in the upcoming shirim. Also, is that we have different zman. Okay, this is where it gets a little complicated. We have something called shkia, and we have something called beina shmashos. Okay, shkia is the beginning of beina shmashos. To simplify things, shkia is generally what we hold is sometime. Okay, it's going to be a machlokas between the gra and Rabbeinu Tam, which shkia we go by. Okay, the gra. At sundown, that is Shkia, and we'll soon see over here, 13 and a half minutes later, okay, really is already going to be Tzeisek Kochavim. Therefore, you have this man between Shkia and Tzeisek Kochavim, which is Safik Hashem. It is a Safik, whether it's daytime or whether it's nighttime. Since we're dealing with Isurei Darais over here in Shabbos, we know we have to start Shabbos already at Shkia out of Safik, that it could be already Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to talk about this more later. Rabbeinu Tam really holds everything gets pushed off. Okay, 58 and a half minutes later is really Shkia. 58 and a half minutes, what we call Shkia, is Shkia. And 13 and a half minutes after that, which is where we get 72 minutes, is Tzeis Kochavim. So Rabbeinu Tam's Zman of Beina Shmashos is much later than the Gra. Now, what is okay? They have this period of time where it's Safik Chashecha. So on one side, we have to start Shabbos. On the other side, it's a little bit more Mekel because it's not Vaday Shabbos yet. So says the Mechaber over here, once again, in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Daled, Safik Chashecha. If you're in Safik Chashecha, Behu Bina Shmashos. This is the time what we call Bina Shmashos. In English, we call twilight. Okay, during the twilight time, okay, during Bina Shmashos, these are Hainu, Kedei Shir Hiluch Gimel Revei Mil. It's a time to walk 3/4 of a mil. If you make the mathematicians, 8 mil is generally, we hold, is 18 minutes. So 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. Okay? Achar Shkiyas Lechama. After Shkiyas Lechama, you have 13 and a half minutes. Vishir Mil, what's a mil? Hu Shlish Shah. It's a third of an hour. That's 20 minutes. Pachos Chelek Shloshim. Minus a 30th of an hour, which is 2 minutes. So the 20 minus 2 is 18 minutes. That's where we get to 18 minutes. Okay, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevensol brings down the Masal Shloshim that there are other cheshbonos of what's a meal. Some say 22 minutes, 24 minutes. Okay, different dinner might be machmir for different things, but generally we hold 18 minutes is a meal, 13 and a half minutes is the tazvan of Benishma. So during this twilight time, what is the dinner? We say over here, a ma'asri in a savadai, you're not allowed to do ma'asri. You're not allowed to take trumas and ma'isros, things that are vadai chayim and trumas and ma'isros, you can't do. Ve'ei matpilin the kelim, you can't be tovel your kelim. Okay? Generally, back in the day, it was from tumo tatara. Nowadays, we're talking about buying a new kli from a guy, you can't be tovel the kli, even during ben shvashos. Okay? Ve'ei matlikin the saneros, we'll soon see that's even worse. That's a daraisa. The other things that we're mentioning are only asr mid the rabbonim. That's asr mid the rice. The light candles is asr. Ve'ei ma'arvin eru v'tchumin. Okay? You can't do, you make eru v'tchumin. Okay, aval, there are certain things you can do. Ma'asrin et demai, things that are only suffic, need trumas and ma'isos, you're allowed to go ahead and separate those. V'tomnim et achamin, and you're allowed to go ahead and wrap your food without getting to that. You're not allowed to wrap your pots and towels. Okay, on Shabbos, even if it's not over a flame, you're not allowed to, like, it's a problem of hatmana. Okay, it's called hatmana, it's a gzera derabanan, but if it's like something chashecha, we allow you to do it. Umarvin eiru chatzeres, you're allowed to do eiru chatzeres. So those are some of the things that you can do. The general klal, very importantly, Sif Katan, Yud in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan, Yud in the Mishnah Berurah tells us a very, very important klal, what is going to be mutter during Banish Mashas, what's going to be asr. Says over here, second line in, Ulishar Dvarim, Sha'asr Midurabanan. Anything that is Asr Midurabanan, Chutz Me'elu Dekhashipo, except for the things that are mentioned here, Din Banish Mashas Kumo Shabbos Atzma. The din of Banish Mashos is like Shabbos itself, except for these examples, one is not allowed to do even a Suri Durabonon during Banish Mashos. However, says the Mishnah Bro over here, Im Lo Shul Dvar Mitzvah Oshar Tochak. But if it's an Isser Durabonon, and it's Lashay Mitzvah, or it's a Shas Dchak, then during Banish Mashos, you're allowed to do that activity. Okay? Some examples. Okay, your food. You forgot to put the food on the hot plate or on the blech. It's asr midrabanan to put it directly on Shabbos. We don't want to get into all this. You can't put food directly on your blech. According to some posts, you can't put it even on a hot plate. But over here, it's only ben shmashos, you'll be allowed to, because that's a tzarech Shabbos. It's sort of mitzvah for you. You have hot food on Shabbos. That's going to be mutter. Okay, so that is one example. Another example over here, as we mentioned over here, is tonet tachami. You can do hatmana. Okay, anything that's going to be with tzarech Shabbos, then it's generally asr midrabanan. Okay, taking medication is also going to be mutter over here. All these things are going to be mutter. Anything that's going to be dechak, the tzarech Shabbos, is going to be mutter based on this. Okay? The Shvir Shabbos adds in Litzorach Orchim also. All these things are going to be mutter by Yisuri Durabonim. But lighting candles, which is an Yisur Daraisa, no matter what, you cannot matter any Yisuri Daraisa, even Litzorach Shabbos, during Banish Mashas. Now, this din sounds like one that we should always remember, but the point is that really, when you get down to Lemaisa, it's not so relevant. And I'll tell you why. The problem is, Siv Dalad will soon see that if one has already accepted Shabbos, okay, if one has already accepted Shabbos, over there's talking about the Tzibur accepting Shabbos, but even if personally you've already accepted Shabbos, it can even be before Bein HaShmashos, then everything is Asr for you. This is only talking about someone who has not accepted upon himself Shabbos. And we'll soon see, you're chayiv to accept upon yourself Shabbos even before Bein HaShmashos. Okay? And therefore, if you follow the halacha correctly, and you've already accepted Shabbos, All these things you would not be allowed to do. We'll learn tomorrow certain things you can do still. Okay, we're going to talk about using a goy perhaps, or using another Jew as an eye sub-shop. Okay, we'll talk about that next time. So this din is not as lemaisa as it sounds, because once you've accepted Shabbos, even the Surah Rabban, the Surah Shabbos, you are still not allowed to do, even though it's only Ben HaShvashos. We'll see that later on in Sif Dalet. Okay, so that is that. Now, what if someone does malacha? What if someone does malacha during Ben HaShvashos? During twilight time, someone, whatever it is, everyone did the malacha, because he wanted the light off in his room, and he decided, okay, light off there, let's say he wanted the light on in the living room, and he forgot to turn it on. So he went, turn the light, it's only Ben HaShvashos, he turns it on. Okay? Are you allowed to benefit from that malacha? We have a din. Learn in Siman Shin Yud Ches. Okay? At the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Ches, we learn there's something called Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos means that if someone does malacha, we can't go through all the pratim right now. If someone does malacha on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from that malacha. Okay? That's the general rule with a lot of Yotzim and Aklaz. That's the general rule. But what if someone does malacha during Ben HaShvashos? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Vav. If you look in Sivkat and Vav over here in our Simen, they madlikin an over here, not to light candles. Okay? Right smack in the middle of the okay, we'll read the whole Mishnah. It says over here, Bezah asr afilu tzorach mitzvah, this is going to be asr even a tzorach mitzvah, she batla yizem mesur Shabbos kai gavni, if you're going to be vat mesur Shabbos, you're not going to have any light on at all, you're not going to be able to mesur Shabbos, you cannot light a candle. This is something daraisu, because we're talking about over here, it's Ben HaShvashos, it's only something nighttime, but it's a something daraisu. Vafilu b'diyevet, even b'diyevet in hidlik, of she'asa shar eizem malacha, b'in HaShvashos, asr li'anos v'imena, if even b'diyevet, someone does malacha, we're talking about malacha daraisa, if someone does malacha daraisa during Ben HaShvashos, it is going to usher to benefit from that malacha. Okay? It's going to be usher to benefit from the malacha, even though we're only dealing with Ben HaShvashos right now. However, comes the Bir Halacha. Dibur HaMasalim HaLikin, we know Bir Halacha is also in the middle of Chafetz Chaim. Last Bir Halacha over here, and Vegvei HaLikin, says, I am the Mishnah Berurah, Vashikot Mishim HaPrim HaGadim, V'cholik al HaTozah Shabbos, and Yistachtik Vasa Bizman, to 7 Shabbos, and Vivin HaShvashos. The Tosafot Shabbos was mistapik whether it's going to be actually usher to get benefit from it. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah paskens the chumra v'hoivi raya lehachmer linyan Ben HaShvashos. Okay, fine. However, four lines down says the Bir Halacha ach b'diyevet im over v'hidlak osh asa shar malacha achar ashkia bezman di'ika deyus ben aposkin. However, Ben HaShvashos itself is a suffix, but there's also, as we learned before, like, let's say, the Grav versus Rabbeinu Tam, there's a machlokas, how do you even define Ben HaShvashos? Therefore, says the Bir Halacha, if you're an Isman, it's only Ben HaShvashos according to some, but it's not Ben HaShvashos according to others, okay? So that's what we call over there in Siman Shin Yud Ches is a suffix plukta. If there are certain deyas that hold certain things are mutar, even if we paskin that it is usher, okay? Example, the famous example is, we hold it as absolutely usher to warm up liquid Shabbos day. Okay, you're not allowed to warm up liquid Shabbos day. Okay, you're not allowed to. That's how we pass in Lachlai. However, there are Rishonim hold, you are allowed. Therefore, Paskin's the Mishnah Berurah, if someone warms up liquids Shabbos day, even though we Paskin it's usher, we say it's Safek Plukta, you're allowed to rely on those Rishonim would say it's Mutter, and therefore, B'diyevet, the food is going to be Mutter. Food's going to be Mutter. So too over here, says the Bir Halacha, since there are days that hold, right now it's not really Ben HaShvashos, it's Mutter to the Mulach. Let's say Rabbeinu Tam would hold right now, it's not Ben HaShvashos yet, it's Mutter to the Mulach. Even though we are Choshish for the Gra, who says that Ben HaShvashos is much earlier, since the Shita is Rabbeinu Tam, you're allowed to rely on that B'diyevet. That's what the Bir Halacha is saying over here. Ach B'diyevet, im avar v'hidlik, ha-shasa shar malach, achar eskib, is not the ikad yez ben aposkim, yesh lahakal b'diyevet lahanos me'an amanu. You can go ahead and be makel. And therefore, that would be the din, okay, in Chutz La'aretz, in the first, let's say, even up to maybe even 40 minutes, after Shkia, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, during that time, is still only Ben HaShvashos according to some, and it could be you have room to rely on B'diyevet if someone did Malacha during this time. However, look inside Morinu V'Rabbeinu Rav Nemetzov, you have in your Mishnah Berurah over here, Dibur HaMaschil LaHakil, right back in the middle of the verse, says, Shemati, Me'admorza. He heard from his Rabbi Rishon Zalman, De'af B'diyevet Lina Maisa Shabbos, Samchina Posin of Akilin, Mishnah Berurah, Khan. Over here, Lefi minaginu be'eretz Yisrael. According to our minagin eretz Yisrael, ein lismoch al das Rabbeinu Tam shadayin zayom. We do not somech on Rabbeinu Tam. Afilu in the case of Shas Tachak, we do not rely on Rabbeinu Tam over here. Elon Lakinan de Ben Ashmashus, who miyad acharit kasus Hashemes, once the sun goes down, we hold that Vadei Ben Ashmashus, vim bisho b'shazu. If one cooks during this time or does other malachas, ha'auchal ne'esar, the food would be awesome. That is how Rav Nemetzal holds in general, in all things by Ben Ashmashos. We hold over here in Eretz Yisrael like the gra, bein lekula, bein lechunra, shkia is shkia. Once shkia comes, there are no heterim after that. For sure, in terms of our halachas, but many other nafkaminas also. Sometimes it could be a lekula also, but over here it is a chumra, and therefore he says it in chutzlart. They can realize the reason why the svara is, by the way, and there's two reasons. One reason in chutzlart, or especially in America. Okay? It takes a lot longer for the shkia to go down. Shkia is a lot longer. So it makes a lot more sense that Rabbeinu Tam practically could be in the mitzvahs here in Eretz Yisrael. The shkia goes very quick. Once the sun goes down, very quickly, it's very dark outside. It's very hard to understand in mitzvahs how Rabbeinu Tam, and by the way, if you look it up in Zvanim, this is very cool. And Rabbeinu Tam lived, I forgot which city in France. If you look over there, the chilek between shkia and Tzeisa Kochavim in that city in France is 72 minutes. Okay? Over there, so it practically worked. Rabbeinu Tam looked up and he saw that that's how it practically worked. Okay? Here in Eretz Yisrael practically does not work. And number two is that many of the Menhagim in Eretz Yisrael are after the Gra. Like the Talmidim came of the Gra and established a lot of Menhagim. Therefore, generally we hold Meizmanim more like the Gra over here, and therefore that's a psak of Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel, that you do not have this extra time to be relying on, even in a Bidi Yevit situation. Ad kan for today.